USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Donald Trump announced a restructuring of the national strategic stockpile, which lacked sufficient critical supplies to combat the coronavirus pandemic. President Trump blames the Obama administration for the shortfall. The Trump administration's goal was to expand the stockpile so it has enough supplies for more than 90 days rather than just a few weeks. He said, under the previous administration, the stockpile was depleted and never refilled. My administration is taking action to modernize the stockpile during this crisis. The president took the time to thank the frontline workers.
In the days ahead, America will endure the peak of this terrible pandemic. Our warriors in this life and death battle are the incredible doctors and nurses and healthcare workers on the front line of the fight. We pledge to them our eternal gratitude and everlasting support. They make all of us very proud.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. You all know I'm a big believer in gold and silver, especially in a world of out-of-control government spending. Federal debt is exploding around the globe. Silver is up more than 25% the past year, and many experts are predicting new highs in the coming years. For a limited time, my friends at Finest Note are making a deal for war fans, and I love deals. Finest Note has evolved over the past three decades from one of the largest rare coin and precious metals companies in America. I told my friends at Finest Note to go big or go home. They went big! Finest Note is offering up to 100 pure 1 ounce American Silver Eagles at dealer cost. The American Silver Eagle is the world's most popular silver coin. For a limited time, you can acquire a pure 1 ounce Silver Eagle at dealer cost. Here's the deal, folks. Throughout history, currencies have come and gone, but gold and silver have stood the test of time. Now may be the best time to acquire these time-tested hard assets, and there's no better place than Finest Note. Call Finest Note today and reserve 100 silver American Eagles. Call now at 800-663-1929. That's 800-663-1929, or go to finestnote.com.
The White House is requiring everyone who enters the West Wing to wear a mask or face covering after coronavirus scares near President Donald Trump, spotlighting the challenge Trump faces in instilling confidence in a nation reeling from the pandemic. The directive comes after two known cases of COVID-19 among staffers in one of the most protected complexes in America sent three of the nation's top medical experts into quarantine and Vice President Mike Pence into self-isolation. A top world health official is warning that countries are essentially driving blind in reopening their economies without setting up strong contact tracing to beat back the flare-up of coronavirus. Dr. Michael Ryan, the World Health Organization's emergency chief, says that robust contact tracing measures adopted by Germany and South Korea provide hope that those countries can detect and stop virus clusters before they get out of control. His warning comes as France and Belgium emerge from lockdowns and the Netherlands started to send children back to school. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Supreme Court seems divided over how broadly religious institutions, including schools, hospitals, and social service centers, should be shielded from job discrimination lawsuits by employees. The court heard arguments by telephone with the audio available live for a second week because of the pandemic. The court has 2 days left of scheduled telephone arguments as the High Court heard a case stemming from a unanimous 2012 Supreme Court decision in which the justices said the Constitution prevents ministers from suing their churches for employment discrimination. The COVID-19 pandemic has slowed the transfer of vital organs for transplant. The public's limited movement, thanks to stay-at-home orders and social distancing, means fewer of the accidents that generate organ donations. Some people anticipating transplants have now been inactivated from the national wait list because of the crisis. Despite a dwindling supply, surgeons are now declining organs from coronavirus hotspots. In addition, concern about the availability of personal protective equipment has halted live donor transplants at local transplant centers. Donors and transplants reached all-time highs in 2019, according to the United Network for Organ Sharing, the nonprofit that manages the country's organ transplant system under contract from the U.S. government. While the number of weekly transplants nationwide hovered around 800 for the first 2 months of 2020, that number has dipped to under 200 per week by the middle of March. On the one-year anniversary of my heart transplant, I'm John Hunt.